What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the economic news, as you know, the U.S. Congress is pushing for a whole new round of sanctions on Russia because they're acting aggressively. They're aggressing all over the place. They're aggressing in Canada. They're aggressing in Mexico. They're aggressing here in Hawaii. They're aggressing all over the place. And a lot of pressure being put on Donald Trump to sign the legislation if it goes on through, and it probably will. Got overwhelming support. We're going to sanction everybody. We're going to... Those other countries, you know what they're going to say? Go ahead, sanction us. You don't have anything we want to buy. We can't sell you anything. Your people don't have any money. Sanction away. We could care less. Well, one group that is very concerned about more sanctions is the European Union. Because remember, every time the United States has come out with more sanctions, Europe pays for it. They're cut off from Russian markets. They're cut off from Russian suppliers. It has caused all kinds of harm. There were these major protests in France where farmers who were growing food for export to Russia couldn't sell their product. And it was just sitting there rotting. So they dumped it all in front of the government buildings. Germany is threatening retaliation, meaning they're going to start sanctioning the United States government and the United States economy. We're moving into an economic war, and the danger there is that economic wars can very quickly turn into real shooting wars, and Germany is supposed to be on our side. It's amazing. Germany's stock market just crashed to the lowest level in a month. Apparently, the car makers are in a crisis. Apparently, part of it is a new diesel emission scandal. And apparently, investors are dumping Volkswagen, Daimler, and BMW stock. Because apparently, all three of those companies are caught up in a new emissions rigging scandal. And the other reason the German automakers are in trouble is because the United States used to be one of their major markets. And people cannot afford to buy German cars anymore. Can't even afford to buy American cars, even at these amazing prices we're seeing on the commercials. Getting on back down to Venezuela, Venezuela's current socialist government is finding that the anti-government protests are becoming more and more violent. Apparently, more than 100 people have been killed so far. The U.S. just embargoed Venezuelan oil, just cut them all off. And Venezuela could be the first sovereign oil producer to see an all-out economic collapse. If you're an oil-producing nation, ultimately you can never go broke because you've got that giant piggy bank deep in the earth. Now, over in Bolivia, their president, Evo Morales, has succeeded in doing what Hungary did not too long ago. They have managed to pay off and break free from the World Bank and the IMF, and Morales has declared total independence from these giant central banks. And he's basically citing the detrimental impact the nation has had to suffer from being enslaved to these private central banks. So Bolivia just made the special high interest targets list, and I'd be willing to bet a whole 5 cents that we're going to start to see destabilization efforts against Morales in Bolivia. Oh, he's a horrible leader. He refuses to be a slave to the central bankers. We've got to take him out. Now, speaking of Hungary, their Prime Minister Orban is out there saying that George Soros and the European Union leadership are literally striving for a mixed, Muslimized Europe. And basically, Orban is saying Soros is now more powerful in Brussels than he is in Washington or Tel Aviv. Actually, Soros and Israel are kind of on the outs right now. And Orban is saying that European institutions should work to limit Soros' influence because he's not an elected official. He just has a lot of money. And having a lot of money does not give anybody the right to control our planet. They believe that it does. They act like it does. But that's not what democracy is supposed to be here. Apparently, in this pushback against George Soros, the latest victim there is Poland. The European Union is literally threatening to strip Poland of its sovereignty because they're anti-Soros. In other words, the EU is telling Poland, we'll take away the name Poland, you'll just be kind of like this unincorporated blank area on the map because you're standing up to George Soros. Now, over in Germany, as they are seeing here in the United States, the influx of refugees has triggered a sharp rise in infectious diseases that had previously been eradicated. Now, this is a new report from the Robert Koch Institute. This is the government's central institution for monitoring and preventing diseases, and it says there's been an across-the-board rise in diseases since 2015. Because these refugees are being allowed into Europe and the United States without checking to see if they're carrying highly contagious diseases. And as a result, here in the United States at least, we have actually had cases of bubonic plague show up. Drug-resistant tuberculosis, scabies is now an epidemic. More HIV coming on in, H1N1. What happens when somebody comes across that border with the Ebola virus? Oh, so a few million of you die horrible, painful deaths. It's a small price to pay for the New World Order and the global government. That's a sacrifice we are willing to make here. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And down in Houston, there's been this horrible... I'm sorry, it was in San Antonio, this horrible incident. Apparently, police were checking out this 18-wheeler trailer parked behind a Walmart in San Antonio, and they found it stuffed with migrants, illegal immigrants, people, smugglers. Eight people had died, and another 30 were in serious shape from heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and... apparently, this trailer did not have air conditioning, did not even have a water supply. And they're basically illegal immigrants who had just arrived in America. Now, the driver has been charged in the eight deaths for manslaughter, and he should be. And the driver was James Matthew Bradley. And here's another point. That truck could have been full of terrorists. Didn't anybody think to, like, actually look inside as it came across the border? What if that truck had been carrying a nuclear weapon? What if that truck had been carrying tanks of anthrax? It's rather amazing to have a government that has made big business out of security at the airports and fondling us and body scanners and going through our luggage. Now they want to ban laptops from the cabin. And yet that southern border is wide open. Now, do you remember last month there was this collision late at night between the Aegis cruiser, guided missile destroyer, the USS Fitzgerald, and a Philippine cargo ship? And my read of the situation at the time was that the Fitzgerald ignored the rules of navigation, the right of way. Because there's a pecking order on who gets to go first, who has to pull back. And those giant supercarriers and supertankers are right at the top because they cannot turn and slow down very quickly. And the Fitzgerald just thought, we'll just scoot in front of them. And they miscalculated and they hit. And, of course, we had all these defenders of the Navy coming on out and saying, oh, no, this was a deliberate attack by the Philippine ship. They wanted to sink the Fitzgerald. Oh, those evil Philippine people. Well, the official U.S. Navy investigation has started and they are acknowledging the U.S. Navy is at fault. And apparently, according to two defense officials in an interview on CNN, the crew aboard the USS Fitzgerald made numerous abysmal mistakes, which led to the collision with the ACX Crystal in an area that is known to be a corridor for commercial shipping. And so somebody's career in the Navy has just ended, probably several somebody's. And they're saying just a whole bunch of things went wrong. Now, my question is, somewhere along command track, you would think that anybody who is going to be given the con on this ship is going to be basically given the same kind of training that any ship captain anywhere is going to get. Even private owners of yachts above a certain tonnage, you have to get your master's papers. It's like a driver's license. And to get that those master's papers, you have to know certain things, including that order of right of way. And we keep seeing these collisions over and over again. I remember some years back when the USS Greenville rammed and sank that teaching ship. This Japanese fishing boat, it was a teaching boat, was filled with all these young kids. And the day before it had happened, it had been tied up down at the Aloha Tower. And that was back when I was working on Final Fantasy. And I would take my lunch at the Aloha Tower. So I saw the ship and I saw the kids. And said hi and helped them take pictures and practiced my very, very poor Japanese on them. They were nice kids. And the next day, boom. I remember when the Kursk was sunk. And the initial reports were that a U.S. submarine that was spying on the exercise accidentally rammed them. There are a lot of submarine rammings. I think if somebody wanted to say where the weakest part of naval combat is, it's in our sensor systems for the immediate vicinity. Oh, yeah, we got long-range radar and satellite and AUTEX sonar and everything. They don't seem to have a clear picture of what is right around them. And that may be an area that needs a little bit of development so that these things don't run into each other. Okay, getting on back to Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his war on marijuana and various other things. And by the way, the deep state is already on the attack. Now that Trump has asked Sessions to look into Hillary's links to Russia, the deep state is out there. They're attacking him. Oh, he's political. He's this. He should resign. They're in a panic out there. They are in a panic out there. And one of the things Sessions has done that I do not agree with is he's setting up a new civil forfeiture directive that will allow police departments in states that are trying to impose restrictions to go around them by allowing the federal government to adopt the civil forfeiture case. More and more states are passing laws saying you cannot take the wealth of these people until you have convicted them of a crime, which is the way civil forfeiture was originally supposed to work. Civil forfeiture was brought into existence as a way of stripping known convicted criminals of the wealth they acquired with their criminal activity. Makes perfect sense, but as with everything else in this country, it gets turned into a racket. And police departments are now funding themselves in part by just taking money from anybody they encounter on the street. If you're carrying too much cash, I'm sorry, you're probably a drug dealer. We're going to take the money. And so the state governments have tried to impose common sense restriction. You cannot take somebody's money, you can't take their house, you can't take their car until they are convicted of a crime. And Jeff Sessions, the Department of Justice, has put out this new forfeiture directive that allows the Department of Justice to adopt these seizure cases and carry out the seizures and then send at least part of the money back to the originating police departments. We literally have a United States government that has been reduced to plundering and pillaging and looting its own citizens. That's how broke they are. That's how much in debt they are. They're just going on out and looking for targets of opportunity to just take the money. So let's get on over to the world of political correctness, if you will. Political correctness gone wild. Not too long ago, there was a case in California where this 36-year-old teacher was convicted of having sex with one of her students under the legal age of consent. And she was, you know, convicted for the crime, and she got a lot of negative press in the newspaper. She has now turned around and sued the teenage boy for defamation, saying that the statements made by the young man in the media hurt her reputation and her career. Now, I can't imagine any judge going along with that, but this is California, and those judges in California can make some pretty bizarre decisions out there. But if this teacher was concerned about her reputation and her career, maybe she should have kept her hands off this kid in the first place. But, I mean, talk about insult to injury. Now, I imagine the student probably wasn't all that upset about what was going on. But there is a law, age of consent. And to then turn around, this teacher turn around and act like he's the bad guy for talking to the press. It shows how far we have deteriorated as a moral society. I mean, when I was young, somebody got caught in a scandal like that, you know, they'd hush up. They'd want it to go away. They certainly wouldn't blame the victim. But these days, it seems like everybody's out there suing everybody, trying to assert their particular point of view about why they're the victim and the other guy is the person who did wrong. The lawyers love it. I'm sure they're making money hand over fist. We've become an incredibly litigious society. It almost seems like the lawsuit has become the dominant form of social interaction in our country. Remember, you used to meet singles at the supermarket, at the art museum. Now you meet them at the courthouse. Now, there has been a long, dragged-out lawsuit going all the way back to George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and their war in Iraq and the abuses of a infamous government contractor, Kellogg, Brown, and Root. And they were delivering horrible water to our soldiers. We have a family member who was serving in Iraq, and we would send these water filter pitchers and just cases of the filters, because the filters wouldn't last more than a day with the horrible water Kellogg Brown Root was delivering. And Kellogg Brown Root was soaking the taxpayer tens of thousands of dollars per tank of water. And there were other abuses. And apparently one of the big cases were the so-called open burn pits in Iraq, where they took Kellogg Brown Root was taking all of these captured weapons, including chemical weapons, and putting them in the burn pits. And the nearby soldiers who were breathing the smoke came down ill. A lot of it was called Gulf War syndrome. And the government said, oh, it's just in your head. We don't need to pay your medical bills. So the families of these soldiers sued Kellogg Brown Root, saying it was your practice of these open burn pits and a reckless disregard for who was downwind that led to this. Now, Kellogg Brown Root was part of Dick Cheney's corporate empire under Halliburton at the time. And they made billions of dollars off of this stuff. They were burning everything in there. Tires, lithium batteries, asbestos insulation, pesticide containers, styrofoam, metal, paints, plastic, medical waste, even human corpses. And so these families have sued because the cost of the medical care of these returned veterans has been horrendous. More about this when we come back to these commercials. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this case against Kellogg Brown Root, which was part of Halliburton, which was owned by Dick Cheney. The lawsuit was brought by the families of these Iraq War veterans who were made extremely ill by these open burn pits that were used to burn just about everything imaginable. And these soldiers came down ill. It was called Gulf War Syndrome. The U.S. government simply abandoned these veterans and said, it's all in your head. We're not responsible for your medical costs. So the family sued Kellogg Brown Root. It's been dragging on in the courts for years and years and years. Last Friday, on the basis that the United States courts do not have jurisdiction over military battlefield decisions, the federal judge just threw all the lawsuits out. Just tossed them on out. Because after all, you can't sue corporations. You can't sue Dick Cheney. If you sign up for the military, bad things are going to happen to you. Just get used to it up front and all will be well. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you want to call on in. Over at Fukushima, that is simply lingering on here. And they have been trying to get robots into the reactors to see what's really going on there. And the radiation in there is so intense, the robots are literally frying the electronics despite all the shielding. In many cases, the robots are not designed to deal with the piles of wreckage and they get hung up. But finally, technicians were able to deploy what's called a swimming robot. This is an underwater, remotely operated vehicle shielded from the radiation. And they were finally able to swim down into the pool of water at the bottom of the reactor, reactor number 3, and to see these massive deposits of melted nuclear fuel, which has basically aggregated into these huge blocks of nuclear fuel plus reactor debris plus debris from the containment plus debris from the reactors themselves. It's taken them 6 years just to get this far, which ought to give you an idea of just how long it's going to be before they can really clean this mess up. But Japan's already encouraging people to move back into the area, and they're still dumping highly contaminated wastewater into the Pacific Ocean because they don't know what else to do with it. And apparently, in the wake of what they discovered with this swimming robot, TEPCO is now acknowledging that, yes, number 3 reactor did in fact breach containment. Now, most of the observers of the Fukushima meltdown had pretty much concluded that it happened. TEPCO kept insisting that no, reactor 3, yes, it had suffered huge amounts of damage, but everything was still in the containment. Well, no, that definitely was not what was going on over there. Okay, we're going to grab a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. 2007 through 2009, I was an HR country manager for Kellogg Brown & Root over in Kuwait and Iraq. And
okay.
Have very intimate knowledge of this lawsuit and what went on and all that. I will tell you that everybody knew the burn pits were toxic. Nobody wanted to be around them. The water, as you say, was awful.
Yes.
Dick Cheney was not the owner. He was the CEO.
Okay.
That's where he was, Mike, before he was tasked to find a vice president for George Bush and put himself forward, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Among other things, KBR covered up rapes and... also, they were in charge of all construction. I mean, all construction, all the building, everything, all the fortifications, and there were also numerous deaths because of the faulty wiring, where soldiers would take showers in their hooch and get electrocuted. So there's all sorts of stuff going on. It was very, very.
And they were just raking the dough in. They were just raking the dough in on all of this stuff. I remember that there was a story where the ordinary soldiers were actually forbidden to do their own laundry because Kellogg Brown & Root had the contract to do laundry services for the soldiers. And I think it was billed out at $100 per bag of laundry or some insane amount like that.
I'm the one that told you that, I think. Like,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, Peter, stay on the line. Going to bring you right back after this commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. We're talking about all the abuses of Kellogg Brown Root. But then this country has a long history of massive war profiteering by corporations at the expense of the soldiers and the taxpayers. But Kellogg Brown Root just took it to a whole new level. Again, our soldiers, service people in the war zone, it's not enough they're facing bullets from the enemy. Their own infrastructure support was a threat. The showers that were electrocuting people, and especially when you look at how much money was being paid for these facilities, and then to realize they're little more than shacks, obviously there was a lot of price gouging going on.
Well, the little history on this, Mike, is that when I first went into the military, I mean, I'm your age, I was one of the last draftees and went to OCS and all that kind of thing, but that was in 72. And back then, there were Army transportation battalions, truck battalions, that they would follow any spearhead and so on and so forth. And KBR then took all the trucking, supply trucking was done by KBR in the Middle East. Also, they had, along with the water and all the dining facilities. So the food, the water, the shelter, I told you they built all the construction, as well as the laundry, as you pointed out. It started to change back when Dick Cheney was the Secretary of Defense in the first Gulf War, which I was also there for at that time in the military, and he started to outsource all this stuff, and it just got to the point, Mike, where everything that could be outsourced was. And so instead of, to give you one little vignette, even in 03 when we went in and there was a conventional invasion and you know, we were fighting remnants of the Iraqi army. I wasn't there yet, but that was the situation. KBR had the trucking that was following the spearheads with petroleum oil and lubricants and food and medicine and ammunition and so on and so forth, all the supplies you need. There were casualties taken. I think KBR, from the time I left, had several hundred casualties. But in the old days, when they had army or military trucking battalions, and those guys, the drivers, were PFCs making maybe $500 a month, these guys were now making about $120,000 a month, because it was dangerous work, $120,000 a year, excuse me. And when they took mortar rounds or fire or what have you, they could just quit, Mike. Now, in yes. the old days when it was run by the military, literally under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, in the face of the enemy, you could take that PFC out of there and shoot him if you really had to. Well, these guys could quit, and they just went home. And the spearheads or the guys in the remote outposts that needed, you know, their ammo and their medicine and their food, they may be screwed. So
they were just abandoning the trucks there in the middle of the desert, which means the enemy could come in and just avail themselves of all that material supply.
Well, yeah, it was never in that kind of numbers, but it was like singly, one at a time. There'd be drivers who would just say, "I'm not going any further." But as you pointed out many times, that war is a business here, and this is what we do as a country. That's what we do. We do war. But we have now constructed it so that it's so inefficient. Where, you know, all the mess halls, back when PFCs used to ladle out the mashed potatoes, and they did that for $500 a month. Now those guys who were making, back in 2007, 2008, they're making $84,000 a year to ladle out the mashed potatoes in a mess hall. So it's become too expensive even to fight a war that where nobody really was shooting back at you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's everything was privatized. It now is this giant money-sucking machine. And God forbid we ever go up against anybody who can really fight.
Yeah, I mean, that degree of corruption in the military-industrial complex is going to be a problem. And again, nothing new. We saw a lot of this during World War II. Remember the captains of industry? All these business executives who volunteered to manage infrastructure and supply, and they took a token pay of something like $10. But as soon as the war was over, they basically literally stole these warehouses full of all this material, and they went out and started new businesses with it. So, yeah, it's just this huge. And I saw it again when I was involved with NASA and the Air Force, huge amounts of waste and just you have to see it to believe just how much money flows through the hands of anybody connected with the military. Anything else, Peter?
I got one more thing to say. Right
sure.
now they're talking about, apparently, Jared Kushner and Bannon have put forth the proposition that Afghanistan should be turned over to contractors, one of which is DynCorp, who I also work for. And the other one is like Eric Prince from the old Blackwater. They're trying
yes.
to push this idea of running the whole war over there with contractors rather than putting in more troops. That is a complete. It's so indicative of where we are, but it's a complete recipe for utter disaster. How do you have a foreign policy? Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, again, going on back to the fact, these contractors can just quit and walk away whenever they want, and they certainly cost a lot more than ordinary soldiers, and I imagine they probably have much more expensive equipment that is chosen simply because it is much more expensive. That probably all of this is being bid under what's called a cost-plus contract, which is more expensive. Yeah, the more expensive they make the delivered goods, the larger the margin of profit for the original defense corporation. And again, look at how the cost spiraled out of control on the F-35. And there's a stark reality that nobody seems to be thinking about, and that is in any war, anywhere, the country that runs out of money first loses. And our military is just spending money left and right like crazy, and it doesn't guarantee us a military superiority when you factor in how much waste and outright lost. Something like $6 trillion has vanished from the Pentagon in total, and nobody has any idea where it went. So we may spend more on the military than the next 25 countries combined. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have the military forces to stand up to a peer like Russia and or China.
Mike, if I can just say one more thing, and that is, were this contractor mercenary thing to go through, and it's still, you know, being proposed, how do you end a war like that when you have the company that's running the whole thing that's making a fortune on it? What does victory victory for them is having it go on forever?
Yes, absolutely. So, to an extent, we saw that in Vietnam. They just dragged that one on and on and on and on to soak the American taxpayer for money for helicopters and M-16s and the rest of it. And that was it. There have been so many wars we probably could have won very, very easily, but they're turned into quagmires because it maximizes the profit for the defense contractors. We could be seeing exactly the same thing going on in Yemen, in Libya, same thing in Syria. The longer these wars go on, the more money is taken from the American people and given to the defense contractors.
And Mike, how do you have a foreign policy that way when they're doing? How do you handle atrocities? All this stuff. It's just, I mean.
Well, our government's already ignoring the atrocities. Our government's attitude is there are no atrocities. We can't be prosecuted for war crimes. And that was one of the real red warning signs all the way back under Bush and Cheney, was the U.S. State Department was going to all these other countries around the world and signing treaties saying that U.S. officials and military officers could not be arrested on their soil and transferred to the international court. And that right there was telling us they were planning on doing things that were violations of international law.
We're in a bad place, Mike, that's for sure.
Yeah, we absolutely are. We are. Peter, we're going to let you go here. We're going to switch over to Mike in FEMA Region 10. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What is on your mind today? Okay, we lost Mike, so let's go to Rick in Vancouver. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Rick. Thanks, Mike. You know, when you talked, you remember you talked about Leonard Peltier a few times?
Yes.
I actually was just a few feet away from him. You know, when he fled the United States, he came up into Canada?
Yes.
And he came right to my university and was taking anthropology. I'll just ask you for forgiveness right now on that. But, and my professor was involved in his case, and so he came up there, and he was, you know, a fugitive and so on, but he was just a few feet away from me. Every time you talk about it, I always think about that. But I'm phoning for another reason, Mike. I know you're a stickler for historical detail.
Yes.
And earlier when you were talking about the Temple Mount, you mentioned something about the UN and Israel.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure you know this, but Israel wasn't created by the UN. Israel, it was a unilateral declaration on the part of the Zionists. And there was no foreign power or organization that created Israel.
It's a gray area because the United Nations had come up with a partition plan, which Israel rejected. But the UN Security Council has repeatedly declared Jerusalem an international city that has to be shared with these four areas. And every time Israel grabs another chunk of East Jerusalem, they are in violation of UN Security Council resolution. And even Tzipi Livni is out there saying if Netanyahu keeps pushing on this, he's going to ignite a war all across the region.
I totally agree with you on that, Mike. But I mean that it's a little bit worse that the United Nations actually didn't create Israel. They did propose a plan, but the plan never went to the Security Council. And so it's not just like in the in Congress, the bill didn't go through, you know, all the processes to become a bill. So the technically the United Nations does not have the power to create a country, and it never has in the history of the United Nations. So it's, and that's part of the standard Zionist narrative, that the UN created Israel, but it didn't. Now, speaking of which, too, there's a book called The Case Against Israel,
yes,
by a professor named Michael Newman, and it is by far the best book I've ever read about Israel. I've read several. I lived in the Middle East, and it's a really an excellent book. I recommend it to all of your listeners. It's relatively short. You can get it on PDF on the Internet, and I think it helps everybody understand the deep history. So thank you very much, Mike. You always do a good job, and we'll talk to you again sometime.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Rick. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to switch over to Sean in Seattle. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How's it going, Mike? I was wondering if you were aware of and the Israel.
Okay. Can you speak a little closer to the microphone, because your phone call is dropping out? And isn't it wonderful living with third world technology? You wanted to talk about Senate Bill 720, and this is obviously a very dangerous piece of legislation where the U.S. Congress, on behalf of Israel rather than the American people, want to criminalize support for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. And there are already several states that have attempted to pass these laws. They never go anywhere because it's an obvious violation of the First Amendment. And the fact that they're pushing this bill right now, even though you would think the Supreme Court will take it down on First Amendment grounds, suggests a new campaign to modify the First Amendment itself, to go before the Supreme Court and say, well, the American people do want certain exemptions to the First Amendment, such as hate speech and so forth and so on. So this is an attack by Israel on the very foundations of our country, because Israel doesn't want anybody talking about what Israel is doing. And they have been shouting anti-Semite and Jew hater for so long, they've worn them out. Nobody cares anymore. It's lost its shock value. And so now Israel is going around the world getting their pet-owned governments to pass all these laws to say, you can't talk about Israel anymore. You can talk about anybody. You can criticize your own politicians, your own leadership, but don't you dare say anything about Israel, or we're going to throw you in jail for a hate crime.
That's it.
Yeah, that's basically it. I wish it was unbelievable, but, you know, Israel is just on a move to just take over the entire world you know, basically treat us like the goyim, and this whole idea of declaring criticism of the actions of the government of Israel as anti-Semitism makes about as much sense as defending the actions of the Nazis by saying you just hate the German people.
Right. I couldn't believe Ron Wyden apparently is a co-sponsor, and the House introduced a bill on the very same day, or two other bills,
mm-hmm.
And they've got 230 some co-sponsors in the House already.
Oh, yeah, the Congress can't agree on health care, but whatever Israel wants, Israel's going to get.
Right. Sad day. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your opinion on that, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, it is a very scary piece of legislation. It is going to pass the Congress, and I am concerned that Donald Trump will sign it because he's pro-Israel. Now, I'm going to rely on the existing United States Supreme Court decision, Marbury versus Madison. Laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. But they wouldn't be pushing for this hard in Congress unless there was some kind of a plan to get around the Supreme Court and change that First Amendment. Now, technically, the only way they can change the First Amendment is with a new amendment. But we are seeing a Supreme Court that has been legislating from the bench, and I'm concerned that the new Supreme Court may just go along and say, yes, you have freedom of speech about anything except Israel. You can't talk about Israel. Don't you dare talk about Israel. That's what it's coming on down to. Getting on back to political correctness, apparently over at Planned Parenthood, they are making changes to their websites. And in the section that is sort of aimed at very young people, they're now pushing this idea that your private parts do not make you a boy or a girl. They're out there pushing this idea of a non-binary model of sexuality, that it doesn't matter what your body is, what you think you are inside is what you are. Again, they're just trying to get us all confused about who we are so that we are easier to control. We'll be back after these commercials.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world, as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And following Peter in Los Angeles call, I'm getting all these stories sent to me about just how much profiteering was going on with Kellogg, Brown, and Root. Somebody just sent me a link to a PDF that's on the Senate's website. It's on their website, and it's talking about how all of these unjustified costs and expenses that Halliburton, Kellogg Brown, and Root were billing the U.S. government for during the war. Every single gallon of gas for all military equipment was billed out at $1,700 per gallon. A case of soft drink was billed at $1,200. Halliburton and Kellogg Brown and Root made a fortune off of the American people. Because after all, there's a war on and we've got to shovel the money into the fire as fast as we can. Which is a quote from that movie, The Pentagon Wars, where Kelsey Grammer is playing the lead antagonist. And he's out there defending the spending on the Bradley infantry fighting vehicle, saying, we defeated the Soviet Union because we could shovel the money into the fire faster than they could. And it almost, it's funny because we recognize that's almost the attitude. Anything the Pentagon is trying to do, as long as we can spend more money on it, sooner or later, it's going to work on out. Now, if you're like me, you're a big fan of Johnny Depp. He's an amazing actor. It takes on all these different characters. Big fan of the Pirates movies. And he's out there talking about global warming and how we have to bring it under control. And critics are pointing on out, Johnny Depp has 14 homes and a private jet. Now, at the moment, he is apparently involved with a lawsuit with his former business managers. Apparently, Johnny Depp, for all of the success in the movies, he's in financial trouble. He sued his business managers saying they've defrauded him. The business managers have come on back and said, no, it's his lavish spending. 14 houses, private jets, not their fault. This one's going to be in the court for years and years and years and years. Now, do you remember last year when Hillary Clinton was launching a campaign and she promised she was going to run a carbon neutral campaign, that she was going to purchase carbon credits to offset all the carbon dioxide emitted from her private jet travel? Well, apparently a review of federal election filings has found she never did it. She said it because she knew that's what her supporters wanted to hear. Oh, she's carbon neutral. Isn't she wonderful? She never did it. She was out there in her private jet spewing out carbon and completely unconcerned. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.